You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yankees came back. They won the final two behind a tremendous effort from one Cam Schlittler.
You know, I almost find these shows the hardest to communicate what I actually saw last night, because the easiest thing in the world is to, like, after game one, get on, let it rip, boom, why'd you pull Freed? What about this? What about that? It's tough to verbally capture what we watched last night. It was that amazing. It was that special. When a young athlete's body and mind and heartbeat is so in sync to take the mound. And by the way, the other kid was pretty good as well. But to take the mound and against the Red Sox on that stage, he came up in July. He's a special performer. He's obviously got a special heart rate. You know, that matters. You hear that a lot. It sounds a little contrived, whatever, but he is just so calm, and he comes out and right away pumping 100, 100, 101, 99, 100, 100. We saw last night, you know, what we saw last night, Sal, there is a chance we won't see that again the rest of our lives. He was that good.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a couple of factors that go into it. For me, we could get into why I think the Yankees won the series and all that stuff, but the number one thing that I would take away from last night is there is nothing more enjoyable for me in sports than watching a starting pitcher dominate the way that he did, especially on the biggest of stages in the postseason and the elimination game, all those different things, but doing it from start to finish. Like, six scoreless would have been really good. And I think everybody would have signed from that. Seven would have been, wow, he won seven innings. What an impressive performance. When you go eight, and then I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, and by the way, like, clearly I'm not a Yankee fan, but even just thinking about the moment where he's walking into the dugout and Boone's like, you're coming back out. Well, you're going back out, you got another one in you, and the crowd going nuts, and him just blowing away guy after guy. I don't think there's anything more beautiful in sports than a starting pitcher going that deep into a game, especially in a postseason.
It's up there, and you know, it's really the poise. I mean, the stuff is obvious. You watch him throw a baseball, he's got these long, loose limbs, so the ball's on you quicker. He throws 100, he's got a nasty cutter. Like, he's got the entire repertoire, but like, when you jump ahead and it's strike one, strike one, strike one, strike one, like, he could have been out there for 5 hours. The Red Sox weren't dotting him. Yeah. Like, they just were not touching him. And the other thing, too, Sal, you know, the way the Yankees won the series, now, you and I both thought that they would hit last night.
Yeah.
They didn't.
No, well, that's a whole other thing that we got to get into here.
We certainly will. But to win a series, now, the Red Sox, they've had some injuries from the offensive perspective. Like, they're not a very lethal offensive team, but you still got to beat who's in front of you. For the Yankees to win a series with only two home runs, you had Volpe's home run early in the first game. Obviously, Ben Rice then hit one. You almost had one from Stanton. Judge didn't hit any. Belly didn't. Gresham didn't. Nobody else did. To win a series the way they want it, whether it's the hustle double, whether it's two, that play by Volpe, keeping that ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Jazz, he worries me, even though I like him. Man, some of the throws he makes and plays are just odd. But that pick by Volpe with a runner charging down on you, if he doesn't secure that ball, it's in the outfield, it's second and third, you got big problems. He made a big play the night before, the double play from Devin Williams, jumping up, getting his foot down, throwing a dot to first. They won it away that they have not been able to win in recent years. And that's kind of grinding out a couple of the cheap hits and running the bases and catching the ball. And then what we saw from Schlittler. I mean, Guidry didn't do this. Clemens kind of did against Seattle. Pettit didn't quite do this. El Duque, Wells, nobody else. What I saw last night was almost hard to describe. He was that amazing.
So from Cam Schlittler's perspective, do it again. Now we got to see. Like, that's a performance he probably won't ever have again in his lifetime. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, he's Roger Clemens. It's the greatest pitching performance I've ever seen. It's game three, which is not the same as game five and game seven. And now it's an elimination game, but it doesn't feel, you know, with a game three, it doesn't feel the same because the series is just so quick. Whereas even a five game series is a little back and forth. It just sets the stage a little bit better. Certainly game seven is after a grueling six games. All right, here we go. So game three is kind of abrupt.
Well, it might
and
not
quick.
Feel the same, but it's got the same urgency. You know, whether you lose, you're out.
Yeah, no, understand. It's an elimination game. It just doesn't feel the same as the other stuff.
With the buildup?
And there, to me, circumstances around it. Like, it was also against a Red Sox team who has a god-awful lineup. Like, that's not taking away from Cam Schlittler. It's a fact. I mean, the Red Sox lineup was just awful, and to your point, they weren't touching him. So he was great. Nobody would ever take that away. Exciting performance. Now, can he follow that up? And if he starts to do that throughout the postseason, then we could start talking about Yankee legacy and Yankee lore and Roger Clemens this and Cam Clemens that, like, whatever. My biggest takeaway is something you just touched upon. This series, and it's going to get buried because of how great and dominant Schlittler was. The Yankees won this series by being a clean baseball club for all three games.
Yeah.
The Red Sox were the team that beat themselves, not catching pop-ups, fumbling all over themselves in the outfield, not good on the base paths. The Red Sox were the team that beat themselves. The Yankees didn't beat themselves. They played clean baseball, and to your point, doing it with base hits, putting the bat on the ball, little seeing eye singles here or there.
Yeah.
Didn't do it with their power. So the Yankees showed you in this three-game series that they can win in a way that we have not seen them win before. That should be the biggest takeaway. Defensive substitutions, McMahon making that great play, whatever it may be, being a clean baseball team through three games while watching the Red Sox, and that's all it took. One mistake, one drop pop-up screwed that whole game up for the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Their pitcher you mentioned before, I thought early was terrific.
He was really pitching. He was mixing and matching. He was good. He's very good. He's going to be good.
If a rookie to do that in Yankee Stadium against the Yankee lineup, which is far more dangerous than the Red Sox lineup, like, that was impressive. So that pop-up that fell in, that got things going the wrong way. But then even just the balls that were put in play, the grounders that got through, that is something that should get you excited as a Yankee fan. There's more to come with the power, but the fact that they didn't beat themselves and played clean baseball to win a series, that to me is the biggest takeaway.
It's very encouraging. The other thing that Schlittler did, aside from the obvious of just being, you know, masterful, is that outside of Bednar, he gave the bullpen a chance to rest a little bit. So even if he gave you six or five or six scintillating innings, you still would have had to go to whether it's Cruz, whether it's Weaver, who we don't really trust now. Cruz would have been the third straight day. Bednar did have the third straight day. Same with Devin Williams. If Devin Williams would have gotten in, it would have been the third straight day. So he delivered last night, but also at least put them in a better position to be in a good position game one in Toronto, which we'll obviously get to. You know, early, the first time through the order, the Yankees were 1-for-9, and then the second time, and this is where the adjustments came, they were 5-for-8 with a walk. So the kid really, really was good. That's the Red Sox problem, mm-hmm. and that's obviously the Red Sox, you know, one of their staples moving forward. It's a problem that they lost Star down the road,
right.
But he really was good. But then you could see the Yankees grinding through that second time of the order, and the first inning, you know, I remember telling you, I don't know if it was his first start. I think it maybe was, because his first start was July 9th, back to Schlittler. And I told you, I was in the car, and I heard the interview with Susan with the scout, who wound up finding him at Northeastern. And then, you know, I'm seeing him throw. I'm like, wow, 98. This was in July, 98, 99, 199. And he averaged, I think it was 98.7 on his four-seam fastball, which was the highest average for any Yankee pitcher. But how about this? And again, we could get lost in the numbers, and we won't do this all day, but this has to be said. In the first inning, he has six pitches, 100 or more, which was more than every Yankee starting pitcher in the playoffs since 2008 combined. So, you know, and he's not even their best pitcher. Now you're going to get Freed, obviously. Rodon's been pretty solid.
Oh, he was the best in the series
by
far.
Was. There's no question.
By one shot.
No, I agree. Yeah. But the Yankees are now in a position to do something that I think a lot of us think that we didn't think that they could do early, that maybe changed our opinions from late because of the moves that they made. And this is what it's about. I mean, just answering the bell, everybody watching, pressure, and he was phenomenal. It was great.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Paul starts us off in Queens. What's up, Paul?
What's going on, guys? Great win last night. Cam Schlittler was unbelievable. Crazy how, you know, it's been a home run or bust all year, and they win this game basically by base hits. And, of course, some miscues by the Red Sox defense. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, if Cam Schlittler can continue to do this, I mean, what does it say about what the Yankees are going to have going forward, starting pitching-wise?
See, that and thanks for the call, Paul. That, to me, is the wrong takeaway from today. Carl Ravitch said it last night. It actually drove me up a wall, BT. We're in the midst of a run right now with the Yankees. There's no need to, like, Carl Ravitch, somebody's got to teach him baseball. Oh, do you think it was him that was better? Was it the defense? Dude, are you watching a game? Obviously, it was the defense. Get a freaking clue, Carl Ravitch.
He's terrible.
But then he starts going on to, well, look at Cole and Fried and Schlittler and Rodon. Dude, this is not about next year. It's about now. Cam Schlittler dominated last night. Cam Schlittler's going to have an opportunity to dominate the Blue Jays in the next round. Who cares about Gerrit Cole and the possibility of next? We have no idea what Cam Schlittler's going to be. You have no idea what next year is going to bring. Right now, you have a chance to go win a World Series. That's what it's about. So, Paul, stop worrying about what it could look like in the future. You have no idea. Does last night mean that Cam Schlittler's going to be Roger Clemens? He might be. I have no idea. He might not be. Nobody has any idea. But right now, last night he pitched better than Roger Clemens could, and the Yankees are going to need that if they want to go win a World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the reference because it was just a camera shot, and I don't know that Carl said, hey, put the camera on the Yankee pitchers. I could talk about the next couple of years. But it is important to stay in the moment because think about this. This time last year, we're watching Soto and Judge. We're watching a team that goes to the World Series, and you just don't know when you're going to get back there. I mean, a year or two ago, did anybody think Gerrit Cole would miss an entire season? You don't know. So you take the moment that's in front of you, and you just you enjoy it for sure. And this is a fun day because you get a chance. It's a good balance where you get to celebrate last night. You get to look ahead to Toronto, who's been talking smack, whether it's their broadcasters, their manager, their players for the last 3 months, and do that nice little fun balance, which is the best part of October.
Maybe more of my point, forget like even Ravitch and spinning it forward to next year. Like, yeah, okay, great. That's a next year problem. Even about Cam Schlittler, like, if this is what Cam Schlittler is going to be, first of all, he's never done this before. Okay, his best start.
Nobody has in Major League Baseball playoff history.
Well, there's also circumstance for that as well. The expanded postseason, worse teams, like that is a part of it. You could go back. Now, I didn't do this myself, but go back and look at some of the great pitchers and the lineups that they were facing in comparison to who players face now in a wild card game or a wild card round. So that's not to take anything away, but it is a reason when you get crappy teams 5-6 seeds in, why certain stats may look different. My bigger point is that Cam Schlittler himself has been in the majority of his season so far, and it was only, 14-15 games, whatever he started with
15.
The Yankees prior to last night, a 5-6 inning pitcher. Then the last outing against the Orioles, we went over this yesterday, was his best one so far, 7 1/3, and then last night was just an absurd, like, the best of the best to ever set foot on the mound in the game would have a hard time matching what he did last night. So what is he? All I'm saying is we don't know. I'm still not sold that he's going to be that every time out. Now, if he is, then nobody's beating the Yankees. End of story. Nobody's beating the Yankees.
Well, think about the other things that you and I discussed as well. The whole lineup thing. I mean, that was a lot of the show that you and I did yesterday. Right. And it came out when we were off the air. And I didn't know if they were going to play. Well, I kind of felt that they would play Stanton. I did say that I would not. But he put Rosario in there, got a big knock there, obviously put McMahon at third base when he did, made a sprawling catch. That was an incredible catch, my God. So the buttons that he hit now, obviously.
The best play the Red Sox made, by the way, was saving McMahon in that dugout.
That save came a little late. There were a couple of guys that didn't move. I forget who was the guy who actually did catch his legs.
Weird spot, right? Because you don't want to help him, but you
got to help him. When you see somebody's spikes go over their head, I don't care who you're playing. I don't care what's at stake. You make sure they don't get paralyzed or smash their head on a piece of concrete. So they eventually did the right thing. That was a sick play there by McMahon. But the buttons that Boone pushed last night, you know, we're right. Now, when Ben Rice drops the pop-up early in the first inning, if you wind up getting a two-run home run, Ben Rice at first base terrifies me. They were able to work around that.
Also, he didn't look good offensively.
He did not look good offensively. I get that.
But that's why, to me, it's not about the results. I'm watching that saying, okay, he looks overmatched by the lefty. Yeah, he made the drop pop-up, but I want Ben Rice's bat in the lineup, period. So I'm okay with the results. I thought it was the right move regardless of the results. But, yeah, it's almost like Boone knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. And then, by the way, we saw Goldschmidt the last thing against Chapman, which we thought that we would. So, listen, to be a champion, this is, and that's what everyone's thinking, that's a long way from it. There's a lot of twists and turns. There's going to be a lot of shows where I'm yelling, you know, angrily, and Zav and I are debating moves, and why'd you do this, and why. Then there's other days where we're going to be celebrating, like today. But what you have to feel...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
As a Yankee fan, and this really is my greatest takeaway. They've got depth they haven't had in a long time. They've got starting pitching they haven't had quite like this, I think, in a long time. And if Judge joins the party from a power perspective, the Yankees could and should be champions on a lot of levels. This could be the year. This could be the season.
Alex is calling from Southampton. What's up, Alex?
Hello, Al.
What's up, guys? Yeah, yep. I'm calling in. Big Yankee win. Pumped about that for sure. But, you know, about Cam, you know, during the season, he didn't look nearly as good as he did last night. Last night he looked otherworldly. But, you know, I called in a few days ago, talked a little bit about Pettit. And if you remember, Pettit was a solid season pitcher. But once you got him in the playoffs, man, he started going nuts. Mm-hmm. So it could be the same exact kind of song we're singing here for Cam. That's just my take.
You know, listen, that's your take, and we get it. We respect it. The thing, again, it's an interesting balance. Now, we've already heard Clemens, and I threw it out there as well, El Duque, Clemens, Pettit, I mean, old Guidry, all these names. Let the kid just continue to progress. The one thing that I would say, now, Andy Pettit, you can make a case he should be in the Hall of Fame based on his October prowess.
And
right?
I would.
I would, too.
We've had that conversation.
We have. The numbers aren't there in totality, but if you watch, you know, 15 years of baseball, do you really write the Yankees, you know, lore without Pettit being a big part of it? No. And I think you should be rewarded for that. But the point is, even on Pettit's best days, he never looked like that. I mean, that is just
power,
next level untouchable, filthy dominance.
Yeah, look, nobody's going to say that he might not be that or can't be that. He's just not that yet.
I agree.
He might be. Who the hell knows? Like, we need, just after one start, it can't be, oh, okay, well, Cam Schiller's going to dominate the big leagues for the next 10, 15 years. He might. He could. But let's just live in the moment here. He did it one night. The Yankees beat a team that they were clearly better than. They had to win this series. Like,
The pressure here was
Boone's job would have been on the line. If they lost that game last night or lost the series or lost the night before, forget about last night because they had that in control. Dude, Boone might have been fired. We would have been talking about Judge again failing in the postseason, not doing enough. Like, they had to win this series. And now, like, the postseasons are in the way, of course, but now they're back to a spot, okay, where they were last year after winning the division. Let's see what they have in the division round. The competition, I think, would get a little bit more stiff. I still think they're far better than the Blue Jays. Should be a great series. We're looking forward to the excitement there, but one day at a time here, one game at a time. So just enjoy what he did last night, which was an incredible all-time pitching performance without predicting whether he's going to be the next Pettit, Clemens, whatever. He could be. He might not be. What happens if he goes out there next time against the Blue Jays and he gives up 4 runs in 5 innings? Then what? What are we all saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, they were saying he got rocked. But I think what you take away from last night is, you know, this is more reason to believe that the Yankees can make a deep run. Because, you know, Fried wasn't as good as Crochet in game one, but he was really good. Rodon was good, not great, but he's had a really good year. Now, Schlittler, if he's able to join the party, you know, and give you, not even, listen, he's not going to replicate that again. I don't know that anybody is again, as I said to start the show.
No, but something similar. I mean,
you know, just give the Yankees a chance to get their bats going before the other team scores a couple of runs. And with that stuff, you would think that he's going to do that every time he steps on the rubber.
And the most important thing, while it was extremely fun to watch him dominate and just blow guys away one after another, not walk anybody. If that game, even a 4-0 game, if Schlittler had to leave in the 6th or 7th inning, now they're in a bad spot, the Yankees are, because not only do they have to go to the bullpen that we don't trust overall, but it's a bullpen that wasn't fresh.
Yes.
So you don't trust them, but you also have guys that would be pitching on the third straight day. Like, that's the spot. If you're Boston, you're dying to get Schlittler out of that game, and he just kept mowing you down, pumping the zone with fastball after fastball. He couldn't touch it to a point where it's the 8th inning, and you're like, they have no shot here, because now it's just Bednar for 1 inning and a 4-run lead. The Red Sox can't come back in this game. So the fact that not only the rest of the bullpen, BT, avoided having to go to a shaky bullpen that would have been overused in this series.
I did not want to see Luke Weaver under any circumstance last night, to your point. Now, the Red Sox weren't the only ones sitting there saying, let's get to the bullpen. I promise you, Toronto's kicking back with their feet up saying, let's go, get back to these guys. So when we play them on Saturday, they're further taxed. And, you know, I went, you know, a little bit of a, not the deepest dive here, but I did find some stuff on Bednar where he had some moments this year and last year with the Pirates where he went back-to-back-to-back days, and he actually pitched very well. Small sample, but and last night he was up for the task. He looked really good. But, you know, if Williams would have got a third day and Cruz the third day, and I believe everybody was available to the point early in the broadcast, you know, Ravage and those guys were saying, and the former players, Eduardo Perez and Coney, did back it up, so it wasn't just Ravage making it up. They both said that Crochet and Fried could face a few hitters last night. So I do believe it was all hands on deck, but not only do they win at advance, but the other guys got a chance to regenerate, so they're in a better spot to play Toronto Saturday.
Jabez is calling from Fishkill, New York. What's up, Jabez?
Hey, I called a while ago talking about Cam Schiller and how amazing he was. Oh, man, oh, man. 8 innings, 12 strikeouts, absolutely electric. I cannot get enough of that. That was a masterclass, man.
It's up there. There's no doubt, Jabez, and thanks for that. Well, that's why I said to start the show. To me, this is always a challenge because I don't know how many descriptive words you can use. Now, we're not going to go 4 hours of platitudes here. Eventually, we turn the page and get to Toronto, do a little Jets Giants as well. But it was just so special and so unique and so scintillating that it's unless you sat there and rapped on and just on every single pitch, there's nothing that we can say that can illuminate fully what this young man did last night.
Yeah, and like I said, it's to me the most enjoyable thing in sports to watch a starter go that deep into a game in that type of moment, in that rivalry, all those different things, and doing it the way that he did it. Like, you could do it and do it effectively as a pitcher, but to do it with that power like that, that's what fans want. On your feet, looking for the strikeout, boom, strike three, boom, strike three, boom. Everybody going nuts with it. It was an impressive performance. And, like they were talking about it last night, a star is born, this or that. I'm not going to go there yet. However, we're like this close from having A Star Is Born, because if he goes out there and does it again or something similar, again, nobody's going to expect him to go 8 scoreless or 12 strikeouts and no walks. Maybe he doesn't, but even if he goes 7 dominant against the Blue Jays in whichever game that he pitches for the Yanks, Now we are starting to see, to me, A Star Is Born. You can talk about it in the regular season, and you can see the stuff, of course.
No question.
But this is different level type performance. When you start dude, look at the outings. We went over it yesterday. When you go to the 8 scoreless in the postseason, Now if you could back that up, now you could be talking about not a third guy that could give the Yankees some rotation depth. He could be their ace.
But for
a night and for a series, he was. I need to see a little bit more.
He was a hero. And listen, we can start getting to this. Obviously, we get back to the calls, of course, on a fun football Friday. But obviously, it's the Yankees here, BT and Sal. We can start mapping things out as well. You know, who's pitching here? You know, when you look at it, so it's Saturday, Sunday.
It's going to be heel game one, right?
It's going to be heel. Well, did they actually announce that? Because I looked on the thing, and it was not announced, but it looks like it's going to be heel. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday, you got an off day, and then it's Tuesday, Wednesday in the Bronx, then it's an off day Friday in Toronto if necessary. So the train is moving, picking up speed, and let's rock it. Here we go.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.